Hey, this is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. Waking up from a morning of tumultuous storms on the porch of Spirit River from a cot. I just love being here last night in the powerful electrical storms that were going on. And this week we're talking about appreciation. But the theme, that one of the themes I'm always speaking on, subject matter areas I'm always speaking on, is momentum. And when your momentum is based on a cluster of things that continue to go on, and sometimes it feels like you don't have a choice in where your momentum is. And that's why last time I talked about flows of appreciation, a gaggle of appreciation that you put into place before you go to bed. I've often talked about ways that you can think about momentum and practice momentum. So today, I'm asking you, what do you do when you are thinking about something that you don't love thinking about, and it's staying there, and it's a habit that you have? It's a go-to. It's like picking off a scab right before it healed. You keep doing it over and over, even though it doesn't feel good. You keep thinking about it, pondering it, and then magnifying it, and then telling yourself things about it and criticizing yourself around it. Or let's say it's as simple as you just wake up and you're not feeling great. You're not feeling quite right. Or you're not quite happy, or you just feel off. Maybe you didn't sleep well. Whatever it is. Here's a really magnificent tool that I use. It's another appreciation tool. It's another way to take your appreciation and do something powerful with it. When you're feeling down, it's hard to immediately feel fabulous. So you get to, what you would do if you tried to do that is you create more resistance or incongruity. So the theory here is to start in baby steps. Just, if you're not feeling great and you notice it, if you're unhappy and you notice it, state an appreciation. If you're unhappy and you notice it, so we can have a song with that. Start by noticing one thing that you like or appreciate. Anything, something simple. It could be that wherever you are, you're appreciative you're in that place. You're appreciative it's not raining. You're appreciative that it's summer. You're appreciative that you're alive today. So I'm gonna do an example. Abraham Hicks calls these rampages of appreciation. So you can start little. I'm liking hearing the birds today. I enjoy the idea of not feeling the way I've been feeling this morning, that I can change that. I like the understanding that I can reclaim my power when I make decisions or choices. That flower is beautiful. I like listening to these crows talk to each other back and forth this morning. I like hearing crickets early in the morning. I love how I can just get up in the morning and I can drink water right from the tap. Because here at Spirit River, I've got water in a jar, it's in the refrigerator. But there I can say, and I feel this way, I love how I used to just have to get to drink water out of a jug, and now that jug is in a refrigerator. And I can go right over there this morning and get cold water. Ah, I love how it feels to take a deep breath and yawn and stretch and get a brand new breath early in the morning. I love the feeling that it rejuvenates me. I love taking a deep breath before I've had anything to eat. How deep that breath can be when I haven't eaten and I'm not full. So each time you say something, you get to a better state. Pretty soon you can say something outlandish like, I love my life. I love this life. It's so engaging. I love the opportunities I get every day. I love how I get to choose so many things every day. I love the feeling of power that I have when I'm making decisions. I love how something funny will show up so I can laugh about it. And then another funny thing will show up, and another and another. I just love the unpredictability of a day, the possibility of a day. I love how when I think of something, my mind gets to work on it, my being gets to work on it, and the universe interplays with it, and I start to get feedback and answers and directions and steps to take. I just love being in this responsive world. I love being able to choose. It's liberating. I love knowing that I have so much power in my day and how I feel about my day. I love knowing that I can start thinking of things that feel good from a dead and create a dead stop on something that didn't feel good that I was thinking of. And I can get lost in feeling good. I love that. So these are some examples of how you can use appreciation, how you can talk about things that you appreciate, and you can shift your energy from an energy that wasn't taking you somewhere that felt good to just feeling good so you can continue on your day. So practice that today. And please, step out of your box. Go into the Facebook page, the Spirit River Community, and post what you experienced today. And that's the homework. Sending you big love. Have a great day.